Welcome to the Lash Studio. I'm Greta.
And I'm Sophie. Today we have a very special guest. This is someone I've not met before, but Greta knows very well, so I will let you introduce her.
We have Leonie here today. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
So Leonie, what title do you have? Like, what do you call, how do you introduce yourself? Like, who are you?
Do you know what? I am Leone. I'm just Leone.
Well, what do you do?
I do readings for people and I feel energies from people, as you already know. Mm. I didn't ask for this. It's not something I woke up one day and thought, right, I want to read people's lives.
Okay.
I just started to feel things from people at the age of like 22 and I thought I was actually going mad. I don't label myself as a psychic, a medium, or anything like that. I could feel when people was going to have babies, what they was going to have. Oh, I could tell you a million things. It's just, I just don't label myself as anything. But what I do love to do is I love to heal children.
Okay.
I'm about children. And I think a lot of children are going through confidence issues at the moment and anxiety and depression, which children shouldn't be going through. But yeah, I teach children how to meditate. I teach them about the subconscious mind, how to work the subconscious mind, because we are who we believe we are.
Yeah.
And the more we put rubbish into our brains, the more we believe that.
That's an incredible thing to be able to give to a child, because that's something we're working on now.
Yes.
As adults. I think we spoke about that when we were talking about manifesting.
Yes.
So to give that power to a child and let them grow and work with that from being so young is very special, I think.
I love it.
I do actually have a quote. The universe is responding to who you believe you are.
100%. So I've suffered with sickle cell, which is a blood disorder, from the age of 6 months to 22 until I started doing all this magic stuff. Honestly, people will get goosebumps because I am telling the truth. Honestly, I never believed in the law of attraction. I never believed in God. I never believed in manifesting until one day I met a man. And he told me I suffered because of my mind and how I believed I was in pain all the time. So I created that pain inside my mind and then my body followed what my mind was telling, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know if it's aircon or like...
I'm telling you. Everybody says it's me. When I tell this story, everybody says it. And I used to live in excruciating pain. I used to be on opiate drugs, morphine, ketamine, OxyContin, oxycodone, everything, dihydrocodone, you name it, I was on it every day. Wow. To now, up to 22, not took any bit of medication, not been in any pain since I've been helping people, I've been doing readings. And no one can tell me that it's not real, because ever since the age of 22 and I've been doing this, I have never suffered. So what was it? Who did it and what was it?
Yeah.
Please someone explain to me. And I've nearly died twice, by the way.
Oh my God.
I'm not
just
joking.
Just to put that in there.
Yeah. Honestly, I had to put that in there because I am not joking. It is a life-threatening illness.
Yeah.
And it is, honestly, it's so excruciating, the pain.
Oh my God.
But to know that I've got through that and now I'm just healthy and happy and people have seen me sick all my life, they've been like, hang on a minute, you used to have ambulances coming for you at school every day. You used to literally live in hospital. Like, my mum and dad, they know, like, how are you like this? Where has it come from? Ask. And you shall receive. Mm. What you don't ask, Greta?
You don't get.
You don't get. But yeah.
So first time when we met.
Yes.
Was you came to my salon. I knew about you, just like that you did card reading and all this. You didn't know anything about me. Nothing.
I never met you in my entire life.
You never met me in my life. You wasn't on my Instagram. I don't put my life on there anyways. It was just lash pictures. There was nothing. You came in and in literally with the first card that you put for me, you literally put my whole life on that table. And I was like, mouth open going, what the hell is going on?
Because it's stuff that I would never know. Like, I'm sure the stuff that I told you was about relationships or your career, some things you would never have told anybody or even put on social media.
It wasn't even happening. The things you were telling me.
Oh, yeah, some people say that too. Not even happened yet.
You said to me, oh, you're going to go work from Estonia, I think. And I'm like, no, I'm not. No, like, I feel like you are. I'm like, mm-mm.
Everybody does this.
And I'm just like, no. And then Brexit happened. And then I moved Lash Dolls to Estonia because we had to ship from there to Europe. And I thought, what? Like, how
did she know? And that was so far in advance.
That's what I mean.
And you're like, there's no way I'm going back home.
There was no way in my mind. Then it was my grandma when you described her. And everything I was going through, everything was there. And I was just like sat there with my mouth open, literally listening.
I do it to everybody. I just blow people's minds. I blow my own mind. Like, how do I know these things about people? It's actually scary sometimes.
Can you, you know, when you're here right now, can you feel energies right now?
I can feel energies right now.
Look yes. at James.
I could. James is like, hi.
Like, can you hear my heart being like,
I can hear your heart. I feel like I've not seen you for quite a bit, but I feel like you've met someone new. I feel like you've been talking a bit more to someone. I feel I get good energies, but I feel like your guard's still up a little bit and you're not letting them in, but I can feel it. But you'll be travelling with this person soon.
Oh, don't.
Okay, yes. And they keep asking and you're like, but I'm working and I'm busy and I'm so sorry. Right. Sophie.
I just can't.
Sophie's having a mental breakdown.
Sophie. I started speaking to Sophie as soon as I walked in. Tears started welling up. But Sophie has a lot of fear. But I feel like Sophie carries her past a lot around with her. And she doesn't... Yeah, I feel like your heart is healing, Sophie. And you've got to keep pushing through it. And I know you can do it. I believe in you and I don't even know you. But I feel like you need to let go of your past now because you're holding on to it for too long. James is ready for a new chapter.
James,
I see a house with you. I don't know if you're in the process of moving or wanting to move somewhere, but I'm seeing something in regards to a house and getting done with a house. Does that make sense, James? Honestly, I love that. You will be viewing a few, but I'm seeing you finding one very, very soon. By the end of this year, you're going to be living in a new house, James, 100%.
You told us that you sort of like felt this gift and you yes. were like, I could feel people and like energies. So... do you think it's nothing that's like generational? It's nothing that you've been taught or learned? It's something...
No one has taught me anything that I do. Nobody. It's just something I feel. I used to see things before they happen.
Oh my God.
For instance, even sceptical people. I understand. I used to be sceptical. I never believed in this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Say, for instance, I had a lady that comes to me about 3 months ago, example. She recorded everything that I was saying. And I was like, I can see a suitcase with wads of cash in it. She was like, are you kidding me? I was like, no, seriously. It's like I see an image, a vision. It's weird. And she's like, you see a suitcase with wads of cash? I said, yeah. I said, she says, what are you telling me I'm going to find this? I said, I think so. And her mum had passed away.
Right.
And I said, I feel like it's got something to do with your mum and her house. She's like, no. And then I seen this helicopter with a name on it. She's like, oh, now you're telling me I'm going to get a helicopter with my name on it. I said, honestly, that's what I can see. About 2 months later, I get a phone call. Sorry, I get a ping from Santander saying £500 being put in your account by Jennifer. I'm thinking, why would Jennifer put... I've called this lady and I said, I think you put money in my account by accident. She said, no, I haven't. She says, I'm calling to apologise. You buy yourself a handbag or some shoes or something. And I was like, but what's happened? She says, I went upstairs to my mum's loft. She says, the house was up for sale. It was going within 2 days. She says, I found a suitcase with wads of cash in it. Old money, new money. She said, I could not believe my eyes. She's like, I couldn't believe it. She said, how did you even know that? I said, I didn't. I don't know. It's just a vision. She phones me back 2 weeks later. Never guess what? My ex-partner's only put an helicopter in the sky saying, Jennifer, I love you, on a big banner.
Oh, just stop it.
Honestly.
You're like, I want that.
But can you see cash and a suitcase?
Honestly, I want to find a suitcase with cash in it. Come on, universe.
Yes.
But honestly, the things I say to people and things I would never know, I don't even know how I know. I didn't ask for this. I didn't even believe in any of this stuff. Why do I feel it?
So it's more like visions and
it's
stuff.
It's visions and stuff.
Is it any... Greta told me that it might be like speaking of like angels and people.
Yeah, even angels and stuff. I believe in God.
Yeah.
I believe in angels. I believe that there's other forces out there that we do not connect with or know about. We have no knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you ask for certain things and ask to show proof of that, they will show you if you are open to it. If you're arrogant and don't believe in this and think it's not real, you ain't getting nothing because you've already closed off to it. You're just not interested. Mm-hmm. But the moment you open up to it, which I teach people to do, they're like, wow, it's a whole new world.
Yeah.
It's like, how, where is this coming from? Why do I keep seeing 1111? Why do I keep seeing 777? Why do I keep seeing 888, Leone? 222, what does it mean?
222 at the
moment.
Yeah,
and 222 means have faith, because what you want is happening. You just need to have faith. Okay?
Okay, Leone.
There you go.
Okay, I believe.
But yeah, again, I wouldn't have believed in any of this if I wasn't healed. Like, okay. I suffered really bad, and anybody that knows me knows I was always in hospital. I literally lived in there. Even my consultant, he says, you're a walking miracle. How do you do it?
Mad.
I said, well, if we take control of our minds, then we take control of our lives. And he said, yeah, you're correct. So why are you not teaching people this? I thought, that's where I need to start teaching people this stuff, because it's real. And if you apply it and you practice what you... I practice what I preach every day. I don't just teach people this stuff and not do it myself. I do this on a daily basis. Yeah. I've taught my children from the age of two to believe in themselves, have power, love themselves, don't ever care what anybody else thinks or says or does. Live your life how you want to live it.
Yeah.
It's not about anybody else. Be impelled, be driven, have force. Do you know what I mean?
I'm like... Right, I'm off. I'm going to go and do something. I'm motivated.
Honestly, I have big bodybuilders come to me for a reading and they say, my wife sent me. I don't believe in any of this shit. It's all rubbish. Don't believe in it. I'm like, it's fine. Just sit down. Please listen to me. Judge me at the end. And one thing what I love about doing my readings, I don't charge people anything. Mm-hmm. I don't see it as work. Mm-hmm. The universe has given so much to me. I give back now for free. Yeah. I love it. I don't charge anyone for anything. And to, the beauty in that is, if people do what I do for money and scams, what am I doing it for? If I'm not doing it for money, what am I genuinely doing it for?
And surely as well, if you believe that the universe gives back, you're putting all of your energy.
That good energy out there, knowing full well that
it will come back in abundance. Back.
And everybody sees me living a very good life now. Yeah. And people call me a very lucky girl, which I believe more's coming. But yeah, that's not lucky. That's putting good energy out into the universe. You reap what you sow. You negative every day, you're getting that negative energy back. You wake up in the morning and you think my whole day is going to be shit. Guess what?
It will.
You've already set your day up to be shit. You wake up in the morning and say, today is going to be a very positive day and I am in control of my day and nothing's going to bring me down. That is how your day will be. People do not realize that they're in control of their own emotions. Are you going to be happy today? Are you going to be sad?
Yeah.
Are you going to let that situation, what happened yesterday, bring you down? Are you going to overcome that situation and think, do you know what? It is what it is. Let's override it.
Yeah.
That's one of my questions, actually, I wanted to ask you, is because every time I've seen you, you are so positive.
Everybody.
You are like so energetic, and it is contagious. It's like, you're just like, I'm like my mouth open looking at you. Are you like this all the time?
People do not like me because I am like this all the time, and I understand. I wake up in the morning, I'm like, kids, come on, school, affirmations. They're all like, mom, you're still awake, please.
So do you do affirmations?
Every morning.
Every morning.
Every single morning, meditate every night.
So you have a routine?
I have a routine. I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I can't see properly, but I find my earphones. I plug them into my phone. I plug my earphones in. And I lay there and I listen to all my meditations and my positive affirmations, and I'm asleep, but I'm not. Until 7 a.m, I have to wake up and get my children ready for school. That's my routine. And then when they're up, get the Bluetooth speaker on, connect my phone. I am blessed. I am positive. I am happy. I believe in myself. Mm-hmm. Money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. Like every day, I know it just comes and comes every day. And do you know, if I don't do it, my life feels like it's like
plateau, when you're like,
But people don't understand as well. To be this positive, I have been through hell.
Yeah.
I wasn't born like this. People think, oh, you're so positive and you're this. No, I'm not going to mention what I've been through and disrespect anybody, but I went through hell.
Yeah.
Literal hell. I cried every night. I hated my body. I hated myself. I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't like anything. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn to accept myself and love myself.
Yeah.
And before you go anywhere in life, it has to be acceptance. You have to accept who you are and who you want to be, and don't care about being judged.
Oh.
But I wasn't just this positive person.
I made a conscious decision
effort to be this person, and I've built myself every single day. And people are like, wow, I can walk into a room and the whole room stares at me. And I don't believe it's because of my looks or anything like that. I feel they feel my energy, yeah, my presence.
Yeah. Yes.
People say it to me like, whoa, yeah, you're a bundle of energy. Where did you just come from? Like, wow.
But I think some people as well, do you think, find it uncomfortable? Or they just don't know how to deal with it? Or like they just...
Some people are jealous as well.
Yeah, because they're not because like they're this. Not,
and I get that. I go to school in the morning and some women say to me, how do you do this? You walk into school, your kids look amazing, you look amazing, you're like, woohoo! And I'm like, morning! And everyone's like, morning.
I haven't had a coffee yet.
Yeah, but I understand they've not overcome certain challenges in their life. They're still hurt inside. Hurt people want to hurt people sometimes. Good people want to make people feel good. Understand what I'm
that
saying,
is very but true.
Some people are very negative through what they've been through. I get that, and I don't judge people. Who am I to judge anybody? Because I've also been in those negative situations and overcome them. But yeah, I can sit around a lot of negative people. My light irritates them because it's like, how are you like that? What have you got? What I haven't got? Yeah. What are you doing? Why, what I'm not doing?
Why do you deserve it?
Why
more
do you
than
deserve
I
it
do?
More than I do?
Yeah,
because I went to hell and I'm literally burnt in hell, and I've rose from those ashes, and everyone's like, what? You can see it, you can feel it,
like a phoenix.
When you said, so you were 22 and you started to feel these things, you were like, what's going on? I can feel this energy. So what were your steps then to be like, I've got to try and process this?
I will tell you, like, so things would happen, like my lights would start flickering, the palms of my hands would start vibrating, my feet would vibrate. My daughter was 8 at the time, and one night we was laying in bed, and my mum, she said, Mum, why is the bed vibrating? The bed's moving. And I thought I was going mad. And obviously, I'm not going to say to my little 8-year-old girl, oh, the bed's moving. She said, Mummy, why is the bed moving? I thought I was going mad. And I said, feel my hands. She says, Mummy, your hands are shaky, vibrating. I was like, I know. So I thought, so I started speaking to my mum. I said, Mum, I think I'm going crazy. My mum actually thought I needed sectioning. I am not joking. My mum said, you need help.
Yeah.
She was like, you really need help, Leonie. And then I sort of cry like, oh my God, I'm going mad. What is this about? I'd sit next to someone. I'd be like, have you got really bad backache? Because I've got really bad backache right now. And they'd be like, yeah. And I'm like, oh God, I'm feeling things from people. Anyway, she called my dad. My dad was like, right, I need to speak to you. I'm thinking, oh God, I'm really going to get sectioned. honestly.
You like this, like, take me away.
So my dad's come and he said, Leone, he said, I believe you've had a gift since you were a child. Oh. And he said, nobody believed him. He thought he was going crazy.
Oh my God.
He said, I used to tell him that his phone was going to ring. He said, the weirdest things would happen and it'd be like, how would you know that? And he said, but it only happened when it was just me and him together. So when he explained it to other people.
You're like gaslighting your dad.
Yeah, so he was like, I just tried to kind of take it away from your mind and block it. Then you got to 22 and obviously your mum's phone is saying X, Y, Z. I said, Leone, I think you've got a gift and I think you need to share it with the world. He said, don't charge people money. Show people what you can do. I was like, okay then, I'm going to do this. And I did. And even skeptical people, like I said, people will send their husbands to me and be like, he'll be like, oh, I'm skeptical, big bodybuilders. Don't believe. I give them 60 seconds and they are crying their eyes out. Like, how do you know this? How do you know this? Someone sent a man the other day. And I said, right, Andrew's not talking to you anymore. Sarah's not talking to you anymore. I don't know who these people are, but they're coming to apologise. The man was like, he said, Andrew's my dad and Sarah's my sister and they've both fallen out with me. I said, yeah, they're coming to apologise soon, don't worry. He was like, I even messaged you off somebody else's phone so you didn't know who I was. So how would you even know these things, honestly?
You predicted something for me. So the message from the person sat in my Facebook Messenger from September, and I think I spoke to you in November, I think it was November. I haven't even looked at the message. I didn't even know it was there. And you were like, that person, this name. And then you got his mum's name right, where I didn't even know his mum's name. And then when I saw the message in December, and I was like, that's what she was talking about. And I couldn't even give out any energy because I didn't even know it was there.
And that's what I love. People will just say to me sometimes, oh, I've got a friend that's coming to you. I'm like, don't tell me anything. I don't want to know anything about the people. Yeah. And I love it when someone else books a reading for someone because I would never know who's coming. They just turn up at the door And then they're like, how? How?
And the names start coming.
And again, I don't believe I'm a psychic or a medium. Names just pop up in my head.
I was going to say, how do they get to you? It's madness.
I do not know, but I think because I've learned that the more positive you are, the more open you are for information to come to you. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, but the more you meditate as well, meditation is so powerful.
Yeah.
I believe that's healed me from my illness. Like going within. Not people look on the outside for remedies and they go to search things. Yeah, oh, I need to go there and go there and do this. I need to find this. No, you need to go within and find yourself. That's what you need to do. And then, do you know, when you find who you are and you find out how powerful
that's
you are unstoppable. And that's when people look at you like, how are you doing this?
It's a different energy.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Come and let me show you. I'll show you what I do. Like, come. And anybody that's experienced me are living like me right now. They are, you'll see them, so powerful. I feel like everything I touch turns to gold. It sounds crazy. Now, from you. You used to be this quiet woman. Now I see this woman on my Instagram. I'm like, believe in yourself, people. You are unstoppable. Come on. Why are you letting all these things in life get you down? I'm like, go on, Greta. Go, girl. Look at her. She knows. Where did you get that from, Greta? Please tell me.
From you.
You got it from me, right?
From,
this is
no.
what people say, right? I've shown you what to do. Some people don't do the work. You that's, went within and did it.
So that's what you said to me once, that I do believe what you say. I know you're right.
You have to experience it for yourself.
And you're right, like you have to work on yourself. And you said to me once that whatever I tell you, it's a guide. I guide you. It's not this is going to happen because you can make a different decision and it's going to go that way.
100%.
It's a guide and it's how you take it, isn't it? It's a guidance. But do you know what I like about your readings? Is you're so honest.
Oh, people don't like that. Some people don't like
no,
that.
No, but raw. Like
I am raw. No, I am very raw.
I know you are.
Some people don't like me because, and I have to say to people before I start the reading, do you want me to beat around the bush? Or do you want me to just say it how it is? And they say, just say it how it is. I'm like, right, your husband's got a coke addiction. You're going to go through a divorce soon because you're going to find out he's spending your life savings. And they're like, no.
That was my reading. Don't disclose.
No, no, it's not. No. And that's how it was when I went to a party not long ago. There were six ladies and one of the ladies I ended up saying all this stuff to. All the other readings, they were fine. She was like, nope, don't believe it. I don't believe my man's a cokehead. Don't believe this. Don't believe that. I said, you don't have to believe. You've asked for a reading, so I'm telling you what I'm feeling. You don't have to believe anything. Just see what happens. Mm-hmm. Next thing, I get a phone call. Hi, Leonie, remember that party you had? One of the ladies wants to come in for a reading. I thought, for God's sake, please don't be that lady. Please don't. She did. She come and knocked on my door. She was like, Leonie, I just want to apologise. I found out my husband had a massive coke addiction. Our savings have gone. We have nothing. We're going through a divorce right now. I've kicked him out. I'm selling the house. She's like, can I have another one, please? I was like, yeah,
tell me what's next.
She wants next. I was like, can you handle it? She's like, yes, I can. But yeah, it's how I can't help it.
But it is, it's like...
it's raw.
It's raw. It's like there's no sugarcoating at all. That's what you see,
so
that's
truthful.
What you get.
Yeah.
But I feel, I've always felt like safe in a way when you're telling me this and I'm like, okay. Like I can work with that.
I like that.
Because I do feel like you have the best interest in heart. Whatever you're gonna say.
It's not for my it's for your highest good.
Exactly.
For your highest good. It's not for me. I don't care.
Sorry, it's nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with me.
No, it's not
you've
your life.
Come to see me. And if you've come to see me and you want to know what I'm feeling,
I'm gonna tell you
what I'm feeling. And I'm sorry if you won't like the answers, but I'm gonna tell you. If I think you should run a mile from that man, I'm going to tell
you. Things and
if
go.
I think you need to work on your relationship and stay with this person and get through this together no matter what happens, I'm going to tell you that. Like, I'm not going to be around the bush at all.
Do people get, like, addicted to card reading?
Oh, my God.
They're like, Leonie, tell me what...
I have certain
what
clients...
What should I have for dinner?
Yeah, I have certain clients that come, like, twice a month. Not even just for a reading, for positive energy.
I know Sam has been every week.
Pardon?
I said I know someone's been everywhere.
Honestly.
Could you imagine?
I do, but I love it. It means you want more. It means I'm good at what I do. It means whatever I'm
what
doing.
What can change? Like, let's say, you see, when I said to you once, I still want to come, but I don't want to.
That's your scare. That's your fear.
Because I'm like, in a way, nothing has changed, but then does she know something that's going to happen that I want to know? I don't know.
That means you really don't want to know because you would come.
Yes. But what can change then? Let's say they come every week. So what are you going to tell them every week that's so different?
No, some things will just come up the same. The same things will all come up until it's happened, yeah. Once I said to a lady, she kept coming, and I kept saying, you're going to have a little girl soon. She's like, you've been saying this for 5 years. And I said, I know, and it's still coming up. Mm-hmm. And she has this little girl. Oh. I said, I told you so.
How many baby carts have I had with you?
Oh, you get ready for those babies,
I'm
girl.
Not.
Oh, get ready for those babies, girl.
I don't know if I can
even
deal
myself,
with...
I keep dreaming. I've got 3 children. I've been on my own for the last 4 years. And can I just say, going through that hell as well made me go within to not give my energy to anybody anymore because my energy was drained.
Mm.
The life was sucked out of. I give my love to someone, all my love. I give everything, my heart, my soul, my mind, and they tore my heart apart. And I am not afraid to say this, honestly. That made me take a step back. I've even become celibate. I have not had sex in 4 years. I've not been on a date within 4 years. I've spoke to men. As soon as they come, they're like, I'm like, what's your intentions? What do you want? Where have you come from? Who sent
Why
you?
Why not?
Who sent
Who
you?
Sent
have you
me?
Come from
Has
God?
Who sent you? What do you want from me? No. I've learned about sex and transmuting energies, sexual energy exchange. So just know when you're having sex with someone, hence why you're zapped after, you are exchanging your energy with another person's energy. So whatever they're
I've
feeling and
this.
Going through, you are actually exchanging that energy. That's the whole point of it. That's why you are zapped. Your energy is gone, done, sleep. Yeah, then those people go with your energy. I refuse to give my energy to anybody. So until I believe someone deserves my energy.
Who deserves your energy?
Someone who's on a wavelength like me. Someone who's in the control of their emotions. Someone who's in control of their sexual emotions. Mm-hmm. Someone who does not let anything get them down. Someone who's just motivated and ambitious and wants to wake up in the morning happy with me. Like, let's go and do this. Let's stay there. Let's do... That's what I want. And I will be single until I get that. People are like, you've been celibate for that long? Yeah, really, it's killing me. I'm not going to lie.
So when
it's killing me.
When you find somebody like this, just ask if they have a brother for me.
Yeah. I will. I will
a brother,
ask if
a
they
cousin,
have a brother for you.
Somebody in the family who's single.
I will ask. But I believe in God that much. Everything that I've asked for has come to me. And for you knowing where I was and where I've come from to where I am in now in life, and to how I'm living, you've seen that for yourself. So everybody who's seen me, like, ooh, this is nice. When did you get this? And how's this come? It's not where I want to be and it's not where I'm staying. Mm. But I'm glad that I'm grateful for what I have. I just love that everything's just gravitated towards me. But that's what you do. The more positive you are, the more everything just comes naturally. So everyone's like, oh, you're not looking for love anymore. No. That will come to me.
It's going to find me.
It's going to find me. And I will wait for that day. I'm not chasing anybody. I will wait till the love of my life comes to me. It's hard, but
yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
See, I separate the two. And maybe I'm wrong in doing this because I sit there and I go, there's God and religion because religion can be
I'm not religious.
Okay, this is what I'm interested in then. Because I grew up in a religious family, but I am not
religious. I grew
religious.
Up in a religious family too.
But I am very much spiritual. I'm open to whatever. I'm open to the universe is coming to me. I'm asking it for things. It's bringing it back. I love manifesting, being as positive as possible, asking for things in a positive way, and they're making their way to me already because we're on a wavelength, me and the universe.
But, yeah, like this.
So how does God fit into that? Because I believe in a higher power, but I don't know what that is.
Whatever you want to call it, Allah, God, that higher power, it's out there listening to everybody. People will say, well, if there's a God, why do all these bad things happen in the world? Okay. If all this world war is going on right now and we all have free will, is there a God making people go to war or do people choose to do that?
Free agency.
Horrible example, but if a man is going to touch a child or murder someone, is there a God that makes somebody do that? Or do they choose to do that knowing right from wrong?
Yeah.
That's why I believe there's something out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything is based on our heart. Karma. You do something bad, something bad coming back to you. You do something good coming to you. But I'm not a religious person, but I do believe there's a God. I pray to him every single day. I pray to him every single night. I thank him for everything that I have. And I have a relationship with God. And no one can ever tell me he's not real for everything that I've been through to where I am today and who I am today.
Has there ever been, like, talking about devil, right? Like, really, like, evil people come through the door.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Where you go, like, no. Have you ever said no to anybody and going, like, I'm not, I can't?
No, because a lot of people, we all suffer with evilness. Everybody's got a bit of evil in it. That's where humanism comes into it. Can you still treat people the same way regardless of who they are and what they've done to people?
So you see that as an opportunity.
I see that an opportunity to help them, get that evil away from them. Let me teach you how to be more positive. Who am I to judge? Who am I to judge?
I suppose if you're able to...
Yeah, who am I to judge?
Protect your energy and you're going to be all right.
I've learned how to protect my energy by surrounding myself in a bubble of purple light every single day. I ask God for protection. I ask my ancestors for protection. I am always protected. Nothing can touch me. Hence why I'm always so positive. Because any negativity comes my way, it will bounce off.
Mm.
It won't affect me. Yes, I'm human. I cry. Yeah. I have emotions. But I don't let it keep me down. I keep on going. But people say, well... But how do you know there's a devil? How do you know it's evil? Is there a hot without a cold? Is there a right without a wrong? Is there an up without a down?
It's like a balance.
Is there a left
isn't
without
it?
A right? Everything, there's a balance to everything. There's no good without no evil. But I also believe we create our own evil stuff inside and we create our own positivity. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We create our own heaven and hell. But yeah, and I believe what we do in this lifetime is based on our heart when we leave this world and where we go next. That's what I believe.
Where are we off to?
Whatever you've done in life, do you believe you've done good in life?
I think so.
And I believe that's where you're going to go.
Lovely.
100%. And I think if you've done bad in life, that's where you're
going
to go.
I'm going straight down.
That's why we have a conscience. That's why we have a conscience. If you do good to people, what do you feel? What do you feel? When you do good for people, what do you feel?
Yeah, good vibes.
Right. But when you do bad to people, what do you feel?
Horrible gut feeling.
There
you
go.
Know it.
There you go. Every bit of energy we put out there, we even feel it within ourselves. If you feel good inside, what do you look on the outside?
When you're confident and happy, people are like, you're glowing, you're radiant, you're this,
you're
that.
It shows on the outside.
Yeah, true.
Fantastic.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
So,
what an episode.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, Leonie. We would love to know your spiritual experiences and card reading results over on our Instagram, which is at The Lash Studio Podcast.
Next episode, we're going to be speaking about being a mum, parent or guardian while trying to juggle being a business owner or lash artist. If you have anything you want us to cover in this episode, please email us on thelashstudio@lashstoresuk.co.uk.
See you next time at The Lash Studio. Bye.
Bye.